Track 7 and some more news. By gum, a great idea to recycle toothbrushes. A drop-off location to recycle oral care waste has been set up at Devon Square Orthodontics in Newton Abbott. The scheme is part of the Philips Dental Care Free Recycling Programme in partnership with TerraCycle. For each item collected, Devon Square Orthodontics raise funds for Devon Mind. Each item recycled awards points to the practice that can be redeemed as monetary donations to charity. Recyclable items include old manual toothbrushes, electric toothbrush heads and covers, dental floss containers, and other oral care items of any brand. Sarah Mallett, Customer Care Administrator at Devon Square Orthodontics, said, "We are very aware of our environmental footprint, which is why we are always on the lookout for new initiatives we can bring in that allow us to be more sustainable. TerraCycle's free programmes are great, not only because they reduce the amount we send to landfill, but also because we can share the solution with the entire community. By sending these items to TerraCycle, we are raising funds for Devon Mind, a mental health charity which campaigns and supports people across Devon. It's a very worthy cause, so we encourage everyone to visit the location and drop off their waste. The more we collect, the more we can raise for charity. These items are essential for maintaining high standards of oral hygiene, but they are often not recycled by councils due to their complex mix of materials. The collected items the practice sends into TerraCycle are recycled by shredding, cleaning, and turning into a pellet format, which can then be used by manufacturers to create new generic plastic products, reducing the need to extract new resources from the planet."
Remembering the Fallen. Preparations are underway for this year's Remembrance Day events. In Newton Abbott, the war memorial has been decorated with 800 hand-knitted poppies ahead of the Remembrance Sunday service on November the 12th. The task was carried out by volunteers from the Town Council, Museum and local Royal British Legion. Newton Abbott Town Council Events Coordinator Natalie Hicks said, "A big thank you to my team of volunteers who helped me attach all 800 knitted poppies to the railings around the war memorial. Also, of course, to all those who've created these stunning poppies. As always, this creates a big impact and visually looks remarkable. The parade through the town and service are due to take place between 10 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. and will be streamed via the Town Council's Facebook page. In Dawlish, the poppy wall is making a return and will run from the 1st to the 14th of November. Handmade poppies will again be hung on the railings on the lawn, supported by Dawlish Bowling Club. On Armistice Day, Saturday the 11th, Dawlish Town Council and Dawlish branch of the Royal British Legion will hold the 2-minute silence at 11 a.m. at the Poppy Wall. In Tynmouth, on Armistice Day, will be marked with a 2-minute silence with the Mayor, councillors and representatives of armed services in the Triangle. And on Remembrance Sunday, November the 12th, Red Rock a cappella will be performing between 10 a.m. and 10:20 a.m, followed by a service at the War Memorial on the seafront, where standard bearers and marching detachments will assemble at 10:25.
Bus passengers are on the rise with £2 bus fare cap. Bus passenger numbers across Devon are on the up, according to the bus company Stagecoach. Operators and Devon County Council hope the recent government announcement to extend the £2 single bus fare scheme could encourage others to get on board and have welcomed the fare cap extension until the end of 2024. Stagecoach, which operates the majority of bus services in Devon, has announced an increase of 3% in patronage since the DFT-funded scheme has been running. Not only are more people catching the bus, but passengers are happy with local services too, according to a survey carried out in the summer as part of the delivery of Devon's bus service improvement plan. More than 2,400 responses were received through the survey, which was funded and delivered jointly between Devon County Council, Torbay Council and Stagecoach. This year's survey received a fantastic response, and the vast majority of people are pleased with their local bus service. I'm positive those results can continue to improve over the next year. Peter Knight, Managing Director of Stagecoach South West, said, "It was very pleasing to hear that the majority of people were very satisfied with their journey and with their driver on the day. Every day, around 70,000 people trust us to get them where they need to be. I do not underestimate the importance that our services have in the communities we connect."
Teen Housing, a top employer. Teen Housing has retained its status as one of the best employers in the UK, following the re-award of its Investor in People, We Invest in People, Platinum accreditation for the second consecutive time. The decision means the non-profit housing provider has held platinum status for 6 years and is amongst the top 6% of employers in the country. Platinum is the highest level of accreditation possible to achieve. Its subsidiary, Templar Home Build, which was created in 2017 to deliver a repairs and maintenance service to teen housing homes, entered for the first time in 2020 and improved its performance to achieve Investors in People Silver accreditation this time. Following an independent survey and investigation into its work and processes, Teen Housing achieved a score of 768 out of a possible 900. Of the 80 employees who took part in the survey, 80% agreed that Teen Housing is a great place to work, and 85% agreed the organisation has a positive impact on society. 90% said they shared teens' core values. The report highlighted particular praise for the new Teen Academy, which links staff development with strategic objectives, including service improvements to residents. Paul Devoy, CEO of Investors in People, said, "Platinum accreditation is a remarkable effort for any organisation and places teen housing in fine company with a host of organisations that understand the value of people. By investing in staff, we retain talent and knowledge and also offer a consistent service to residents. This accreditation shows people at Teen Housing live and understand our values and a shared commitment to improving the lives of those we house."